Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Don't miss candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but God loves movies.
Hey everybody, I'm just cracking up because when I got here there were three chairs on the stage and I was like, oh shit, I'd like a chair. Can you put four chairs up there? And then now I just realized now we have five microphones and we only need four, so I don't know how to ask for things here without getting a bonus thing I didn't need. That's how nice they are here. Also, I said, I'll use this stool as a table, and then they put a table next to the stool. Apologies to everyone here in person and the listeners. So everyone hearing this, apologies to all of you, because I still have to do a little more rearranging of the stage, which is not necessarily fun to listen to. But I just want the people, all the nice people who bought tickets in this hole in the ground to, I love this club. It's an awesome basement style club, but also, you guys are just not gonna be able to see this person. Just pretend that one person is on a podcast that you're listening to. All right, now everything is right where I want it, sort of. Where were we? My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from underground at Comedy Works in downtown Denver, Colorado! You know, I enjoy every town I go to do Doug Loves Movies because the people, or stand up, because the people that show up to my show are people that like me. So we have a nice time, and I go, that's a nice town. I had a good time there. You know, so people are always like, well, don't you hate it anywhere? I was like, well, not now. I haven't gone anywhere where people all spit at me or treat me poorly. So I always have a good time everywhere. But I got to give special nod to Denver for being the first place I started to sell out regularly way back before weed was legal. And then, you know what? Like, I went to a music festival this last weekend, and Riot Fest is awesome, but But where the fuck was the pot smoking? Is someone told me that everyone just goes to everything on edibles here now, and that's why no one was smoking. But I was looking around, and there was hardly any smoke, and I know Riot Fest in Chicago, I went there last year, it's just a huge fucking smoke out. So I think what happens is when it gets legalized in a place, there's suddenly a little bit more respect for public use, but when it's not legalized, it's like, fuck you, the law. So now when the worst thing a cop will say to you is like, hey, could you move that down the block? Makes you just keep it inside and be really respectful. I don't need the man barely hassling me. But yeah, so then I sold out those shows. And then when I started doing my, you know, other shows and podcasts like Doug Loves Movies and Getting Doug with High, you guys turn out for those in equal measure. And I appreciate it. All right. So it's Monday, September 5th, 2016. And I bet you guys worked real hard on your name tags. Labor Day joke. Whoa. That is a big John Lebowski poster, but it's big John Lennonski. But your actual name is John Lennon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave for being a creep. They'll unbag your phone on the way out. Yeah, I should tell the listeners that every single person that brought their phone to the show here at Comedy Works had it put in a lockup bag that you get to hang on to. I don't know what that would feel like. Just, oh, my phone's right here if I need it, but it's locked in a bag that I can't get into. So hopefully it won't bring you guys too much anxiety. But I also applaud any club that takes such a measure because, you know, keeps people from... But they still let you in with your light-up helmet eyes. Very distracting. Do you wear that to the movies also? Who's that guy supposed to be? Is that just Batman head?
Yeah, it's the new Batman helmet.
New Batman helmet. All right. And what's your name, though? What's your name tag? His name is Chris, so it's Dawn of Just Chris. Which sounds like a remake of I Am Legend starring you. I like Terminathan too. Dougment Day. Your last name is Keller? Your first name's Keller. Have we had this conversation before?
I was your last name.
Yeah, I'm sure we have. I've seen so many name tags, man. But you're the only Keller I've talked to twice. So if I don't remember on the third time, then it's on me. I threw donuts at that poster. So you didn't have as good a seat? I was going to say, that'd be pretty weird if I say, hey, let me throw a donut. He's sitting very close. All right, I meant for this part to be really short, and I've gone on and on. Thank you for bringing all those amazing name tags. Doug plugs. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 6th, Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at UCB Sunset at 8:30. Last time I checked, there's like 17 seats left. Next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, I always say those wrong, at the Orlando Improv at 4:20, and then Houston Improv, we're doing a happy hour show on Friday, September 30th. Dallas, Hyenas, Boston, Charlotte, Tacoma, Washington, New York City, all of those have Doug Loves Movies tapings coming up, so go to douglovesmovies.com. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys. I brought some pretty good stuff, I think. I think. We'll see. I was at the Bruce Campbell Horror Festival in Rosemont, Illinois. Had a lovely time. And everybody got a Ash versus the Evil Dead chainsaw foam hand. winter's coming up. You just put one hand in your pocket and the other one in this. Walk the streets. Oh, shirts. You guys are going to get some shirts. You're going to be able to dress yourself for almost a week. Because we got this shirt. What's this from? It's all shirts that are too small for me, I think. This is from the Traverse City Film Festival. And then a Doug Lowe's movie shirt. Thank you very much. I knew you were creepy, John Lennon. He brought something for the prize bag, too, I should say. Oh, this was fun. They did like a parody Hooters shirt for the Jim Gaffigan show, because it's like a family show. But I guess they did an episode where they went to Hooters or some shit. So there's a Jim Gaffigan Hooters shirt. I mean, there's three reasons I wouldn't wear that shirt. Jim Gaffigan and my tits. Jesse Case in Nashville gave us this lovely, it's a ribbon for to try to raise money and awareness for rectal cancer, ass cancer. So it's a brown ribbon with pieces of corn in it. And it's a magnet, so you have fun with your friends' cars. Tag, your ass cancer. I got a pair of sunglasses from something we were at yesterday. Oh, from the Cannabus, but I forget what the name of this company is that made the sunglasses. I'll figure it out and give them a plug later. And from our friend John Lennon in the front row, he brought two complimentary tickets to Elitch Gardens right here. It's a stone's throw from Comedy Works downtown. I've been there before. I've gone. You were nice enough to offer tickets for me to go. And I had the Riot Fest all weekend. And of course, today I'm here. How late are they open tonight? Do you know? On Labor Day? Till 10? All right, I'm going to hang on to these tickets. Oh boy, we're going to have fun today. That's why I meant to keep this short, and then I went super long because I also am super high. Let's get my guests out here. Please welcome Trey Gallia and Emma Arnold and Jeff Tate. Let's start with and say hello to first. Our friend Emma Arnold is here, everybody. Hello. Comedian, mother, beekeeper.
Yep.
And now on tour and visiting Denver and timed out beautifully for you to be here today.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I'm so excited. Can you read the name, what that says on there?
Green Experiences Cannabis Solutions or something else also.
Trey, do you remember what it's called? I'm trying to give him a proper plug.
The green solution, right?
Yeah.
The green solution. Okay. Actually, those look like letters, but they're dots.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's why I couldn't read them.
She figured it out.
He's got glaucoma.
Oh, goodness. Do you have something for the old
yes.
prize bag?
I have really good stuff. I have an ElfQuest comic book. A lot of fans. It's okay. I have a Best of Bloopers Uncensored Radio and TV's Most Hilarious Boners book.
Wait, Most Hilarious Boners?
Guys.
Boner. Yeah, yeah, boner used to be an okay word.
And it's signed by the author and me and Jeff. So
oh, that's
a pretty
very
big
nice.
Deal. Pretty awesome.
Very one of a kind item.
Yep. I got it at the bookstore under where we're staying, the Mutiny Bookstore.
It's a hilarious...
It's great.
It's just descriptions of people fucking up on TV.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's amazing. Like when somebody would explain to you what happened on Candid Camera.
It's a whole book of that.
It's a whole book.
Here's one from the world of sports. Sportscaster, do you find the Chicago Bears have very complicated plays? And then the coach responded, I've talked to some defensive players, and they are all pretty simple.
Oh, man.
I'll keep going if they're going to get laughs.
Wow. It's like some Yogi Berra shit.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. They each have a headline, like a little title for what the blunder is, the mistake is.
The boner.
The boner. And this one is Alice in Blunderland.
Oh.
Right? But then, so let me read it to you. Durwood Kirby on Alan Funt's Candid Camera.
Just those two names by themselves are hilarious boners. Durwood Kirby?
Durwood Kirby's a classic TV name. And Alan Funt's Candid Camera. That's an easy one to drop in some swear words. But no, this is probably a pretty clean book, except for the boner on the cover.
Yeah.
Durwood Kirby meant to throw the show back to Alan Funt, and he came out with this candid blooper. And now back to Alice Funt. He called a man whose name is Alan, Alice.
A zinga. Man, he didn't live that one down for 15 minutes.
It's somebody quickly jotted it down to get in this book.
How high am I, though, that for a second when she said the title and boners, I did literally think it was a list of, in TV shows, cases where there might have been a bulge in somebody's pants. And then I saw how old the book was, and I was like, that's clearly not the same boners.
Are you yelling?
Am I? Was that yelling? I'm really high. I can't tell if I'm yelling or not.
Feels like
sorry, tone it down a little bit. Is this good? Like sorry.
Here's one they call mental lapse. Newscaster. After her apprehension by local authorities, Miss Ellen Benson. No relation.
Mama?
Here's where it gets so fun, you guys. Was condemned to a menstrual institution. For an indefinite period.
Well, depending on when that book was published, that might just be what they did back then.
It's true. She was hysterical.
Put her in a room with the curse.
Should I keep going?
Yeah, okay. This is great.
I'm super proud of that prize.
That was a really good prize. Yeah, it's another thing I'm thinking about keeping. You might see me later tonight giggling in line for a roller coaster as I read my boner book. It sucks. Every time we go to Douglas Movies, he keeps all the best prizes.
Okay, I also have a t-shirt from the Sex Pot Comedy guys, and they were the ones who set up all of our shows and were so great to us.
Good job, Sex Pot Comedy.
And
you can't stop there.
Nope. Here, take.
Yeah, got it.
I brought a rose cake because my aunt lives here. She's from Denver, and when I went to go visit her, she was like, I got you a cake because I know your stoner comedian friends would probably eat a cake.
Correct. Love sweet cakey
shit.
Look
at that thing. That is.
Yep.
That looks really good.
I brought forks and knives and plates too.
Yeah, I
maybe some
all the
pieces
plates.
Missing.
But how amazing is that? That after the show. Some lucky person's going to be just eating this in their car. Not a sad visual at all.
Weeping over their boner book, eating a cake. Just, oh, God.
spitting that frosting all over the dashboard because that book is so hilarious. That's not his name at all. It's Alan.
We'll give him one more plug. Sex Pot Comedy also has a sticker that they included with the T-shirt. Well, thank you, Emma. That is terrific. We've run out of time. We can't talk to the other two guests, but I'm sure they have interesting things to say. And Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
You're the original green solution.
Yeah. The original. Oh, yeah.
These sunglasses would look good on you, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They're going in the bag.
We just dig through the bag for our own shit. Before I brought an album called The Devil You Know by Todd Snyder. This will fucking, if you don't know it, it'll change your life or throw it away. But listen to it. It's great.
Get to know this devil, says Rolling Stone magazine.
Sold.
They gave it 5 stars, I think. Rolling Stone. And I brought a Steve Zahn double feature, Saving Silverman and Rescue Dawn.
Oh.
And
I'd recommend, you know where you should sit when you're watching these two movies back to back?
Wait. Shit. No, I don't know. I can't think of it.
On your mood swing?
Ah.
Because.
What?
One of them is about prisoners of war,
yeah.
And the other one's called Rescue Dawn.
I thought...
There you go again, Jeff, thinking.
Yeah.
And stops you dead in your tracks every time.
And I brought this because it's disgusting and fuck you. You gotta have it. Buffalo wing soda.
Oh, where'd you pick that up?
I stopped.
No, don't plug it.
And it's got a very unappealing picture of actual buffalo wing on the bottle. Like, you really don't need, once you've said it's buffalo wing flavored, you need to see a picture of, that, but in a liquid?
I feel like if they put a picture of a better buffalo wing, you would have higher expectations for the soda.
Because if you tasted it?
No, of course not. But they put a terrible looking buffalo wing there just so you're like, yeah, this isn't going to be good.
And it says at the bottom, y'all get your fixins.
Yeah. No.
Yep, yeah. I'm just going to drink this and eat some mashed potatoes.
They had a ranch one that I should have got too for the...
And once you're saying y'all and you're, you might as well go get instead of get. They fucked it all up. Great prize, though. Maybe we can... does it twist off, or do you need a bottle opener?
I hope it's a bottle opener situation.
Yeah, because you don't want children getting their hands on this. And...
That's going to end up on a bookcase.
It's warm, what I'm going to say to not drink it.
I just thought it'd be fun if the winner took a sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dare.
So we need a bottle opener. I'm sure John Lennon has one.
This guy just pulled one off his belt, so we'll go to him in a minute.
You got one? Oh, right up front. Fantastic. We'll talk to you later. Because Trey Gallion is here.
Hey, what's up, Denver? Hey, Denver, good to be here.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Stool just turns into a table right before your eyes.
Thanks, Doug.
How's it going, Trey?
It's going good, man.
We were at Riot Fest together all weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hanging Denver, out on the Cannabus, thanks to them once again.
Yeah, that was a regular stop.
We had such a good time in that bus. Trey no longer forms words.
Well, you walk in, and it's just like, what do you want? And it's like, what do you got? And he's like, I got everything, man. And they did. They had everything.
So it really was. Like, if someone wanted to just try everything for the first time, it would be a great place to go.
I'm not saying I smoke more weed than I normally smoke here, but I've definitely smoked way more kinds of weed than I normally smoke since I've been here. And that's been a lot of fun.
Right.
That little dab thingy was, yeah, that blew my head off. I almost fell getting out of the bus.
We left the bus.
A couple times. Yeah. Always found it again, though. Well, we kept hearing legend of it the first day, and then the little girl was taking us around in the golf cart at the end of the first day, and we spotted it, and it was like, game on. And we literally almost jumped out of the golf cart to get into the bus.
Dude, yeah, the way I don't know why it's so exciting to sit in a hot bus and just smoke the shit out of it, but it's really fun.
Because you could, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they had music playing and stuff.
The way you're talking about it...
It was a full experience.
It's like, as... The way you're talking about it, it kind of seems like this is the bus that brought you to the show.
Yeah, if we could have set that up, that would have been all right.
We could have set that up, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we probably... It just feels silly to get in a bus when I only had to walk 5 blocks, but... Yeah.
But it's like all the bands were great, too.
Yeah, but they take people to dispensaries in the bus. Like, they use it to get people to that need to get to dispensaries, which I don't know how hard it is to get to one.
Just walk
Denver,
2 blocks, right?
Because, yeah, you sneeze and you're snotting all over the side of a dispensary.
Why are you guys laughing? That's one of the oldest adages in American lexicon.
Hey, listen, you throw a cat in downtown Denver,
you're going to snot all over.
Somebody in the dispensary is going to come out and say, hey, quit throwing that cat against our dispensary.
Which one of you dicks keeps throwing a cat at our wall? Just come over here. You can point to it. You don't have to throw cats to show people.
Boner time.
There are illustrations, too, in the book that are all very suggestive. They're all very sexy. I just want people to know.
Yeah, they're like seconds from rape in this one.
That's a scary one. The first time I looked through that book, I myself had a hilarious boner.
The first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second time I looked through it, I knew what was coming. It was a little harder to work up such a fun... It was more of a serious boner the second time. Like, my boners aren't always hilarious. They know, they pick their spots.
This one is so outrageous, you guys. Stay tuned now for a dramatization of Dickens' immortal Sale of Two Titties. I mean, Tale of Two Cities.
Wait, they put the part in where he corrected himself? These are just, so back in the day when you would watch a show and they'd be like, for a written transcript, send a self-addressed stamp envelope. And so somebody did that and then just put them all in a book. Every time you hear something hilarious. Did I just explain what that book was? I do that sometimes, right?
You broke it down, man.
No, I explained something that's already been explained.
You audience-splained that.
Actually, nope. But I do want to say, I just want to shout someone out real quick. One of the coolest things that... What happened?
Go ahead, man. No, you're good.
What, is this the first time someone else interrupted Trey? In the history of the show?
I take interruptions.
No, but
well.
I don't know where that shout-out thing is going.
No, it was gonna be easy. I didn't know that Trey had started. I just wanted.
Was it just to Trey?
Oh no, that wasn't it at all. That was, you're good. Tell your shit.
Wait, so why were they laughing then?
Because they see me here holding my gifts that
I haven't
announced yet.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, we're just waiting to hear what he brought for the bag. That's
but
all.
But I was perfectly happy to let Jeff tell his little story.
Yeah. Let's hear it, Jeff.
I just want to say hello to Tim and Sarah from Liverpool. There's two people. I met them at the Pearl Jam concert.
You met John Lennon? He's from Liverpool.
Yeah?
I'm from Queens.
There's a Queens in England? Yeah, there is. Just one at a time.
It's where she lives.
No, I met him at the Pearl Jam concert, and the guy, like, before the show started, the guy, we were just talking, and he goes, "Are you a comedian?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "He's a big fan of Douglas movies and was the best guy to watch a fucking Pearl Jam show with." So I just want to say hello to those two. Way over in Liverpool. Yeah. It's just...
Trey, you blew it, Trey. That was not worth the trouble. It's all your fault, Trey.
Well, I've got twice at the music festival, there were fans of yours that were too afraid to come up to you and say hello. So they had their friends do it, but instead they said hello to me. And they were like, "Hey, is your name Doug? My friend is a big fan of yours." And I was like, "Thank you, but no, that's
it." I wish you'd have said yes.
I just thought
it could have been our own little body switch movie.
Sorry.
I just thought it was cool. I was in a building with 45,000 people, and the guy next to me was a cool guy from England who's a fan of this program. I didn't realize that we were just going
to... Why are you trying to save the story now? It's already gone. Just save it for the next one, man.
I'm not trying to
I don't
save
think
the
any
story,
less
Trey.
Of you or anything.
You can't possibly think less of me,
Should
Trey.
You read the book?
I think Jeff needs to see Frozen because somebody needs to let it go. We had all moved on okay from that, Jeff. We understood your shout out was sweet and then I just kept the show going.
Am I going to have to text you that picture of us wearing fake mustaches in Austin? Make it all better?
Do your prizes, Trey.
I love Jeff Tate. All right.
What did you fucking bring already?
In the handy Delta barf bag, because that's the one I have the most of. I got a new one for my collection. It's a Hello Kitty barf bag from some weird Korean airline that a friend sent me.
Oh, you had to say weird?
Well.
A Hello Kitty barf bag?
Okay, I got a copy of my CD in there and a Green Solution t-shirt to go with your fucking sunglasses.
It's going to be a sweet look.
Yeah. And then I got a Rudy's barbecue pen in here. Do they have Rudy's here yet? They have one in the Springs. So it's, I didn't see them in the Springs, but in Austin, this is one of my go-to barbecue spots, but it says stolen from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. And Jeff just stole it, so you don't get that.
Do you really call it the Springs?
They do, man, they do.
Okay, all right. That sounds like marketing to me.
Well, trust me, Colorado Springs has not taken advantage of it.
I was trying to go for you guys are making it sound cooler than it is. I was trying to get there. You got us there.
I mean, you
got
to know the right spots, and there's not many of them.
What's in the box?
So what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Brad Pitt's wife's head.
you really had to cram it in there.
Yeah.
She has a name, Trey.
No, I will only call her Brad Pitt's wife's head. It's a hemp box. The comic that I'm staying with, him and his buddy run this company, and it's one of those $20 a month, and they'll send you all hemp based stuff, but it's everything from like little drinks and beauty products to little bars, energy bars and shit.
Does this stuff get you high?
I don't. Does any of this shit get you high, Zach? No.
Oh, well, enjoy your...
Wow,
box.
You guys are familiar with the hemp box. Hey, there's like lotions and stuff in there. You'll dig it. Hempbox.com.
Oh, yeah, their slogan is, "We put the lotion in the box."
Oh, wow. That guy said it like he was auditioning for the movie. Check out my line read.
I thought it was a little fast.
Sorry.
He just wanted to get it in, you know?
Put those in the box!
What if every movie's ending was like it was like they were done, they were so tired of making the movie that everything's super, what's in the box? What's in the goddamn box? It's your fucking wife. We're all arrested. And then it's over.
We've been on set for like 6 months.
Yeah. Really moves it along when you can just say we're all arrested.
Nutshelling is one of my strengths. I'm really good at nutshelling the end of a movie. Oh.
Again, I went elsewhere.
Jeff Tate nutshells Wall Street.
Oh, they're all dicks, and then that guy gets arrested.
Saved everybody a couple hours there.
That is time in your pocket.
Emma, what was the last movie that you saw?
The last movie I saw was The Conjuring, because I was watching it to see if it was too scary for my 13-year-old, for Calvin.
The first one?
Yes.
The first Conjuring?
Yeah. Okay. To see if it was too scary for us, for me and Calvin to do on our podcast together. And I found it to be very scary.
It's very scary, but not in a way that there's no real life terror in it. So why?
I think he will be fine with it. I had to pause it a few different times and go upstairs and walk it off.
Mom's a wuss.
Yes.
Wait, he's 13?
Yeah.
He's 13. That's right up his alley.
He's going to love it.
So he hasn't seen any of it yet.
No, he hasn't seen. I usually, like, before we do it, I watch it to make sure that it's okay. And then we'll watch it together. So,
yeah, and it might be fun for you to also, you kind of know when the jumpy moments are coming, so you can kind of watch him and laugh when he jumps.
He hasn't found anything scary yet, so that's why we moved on. I don't know if it's like the autistic thing or whatever, but he just let everything.
I don't know if it's because he doesn't understand or process information.
No, he does.
The same way other people do, or if it's because he's just not easily scared.
He's just so. Well, it may be a contributing factor.
Maybe, but... yes. But that's an upside to autism right there.
Yeah.
Isn't scared of movies.
Nope.
He's not really scared of anything, though.
No, he's not. He's not.
There you go.
He's not scared of anything. He doesn't like clowns a whole lot.
That's fine.
Who the fuck does?
No.
Like, is afraid of them or just finds them weird?
I don't think he's afraid of them. It's more like when we see him, it's like he has a hard enough time recognizing, like, you know, emotional facial stuff. And so when a clown has, like, sad makeup but is making happy faces, he's like, nope, no, no.
All right, good on him.
There's a lot going on there.
This entire conversation is like I'm a little bit in the future from all of you because Calvin listens to Doug Loves Movies.
He does.
And so right now he's somewhere going, is not what I do, Mom.
No.
That is not what I do.
Yeah.
I know it's scary.
He'll be like, no, the reason I don't like clowns is the hair.
Yeah. Why would anyone like clowns, Mom? I think Calvin is the best, and
Calvin
I think we should cut him some slack.
He was on the
Uncle
show.
Uncle Jeff sucking.
He's
up.
Just saying that because you're listening, Calvin.
Yeah, man, don't buy it, dude. Go to Twitter. Get angry at your mom on Twitter.
Oh yeah, join the club. That's what Twitter's for.
To be angry at your own mom?
Yeah.
I have not used Calvin. Twitter for that yet. Except for my personality in general. Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
Bloodfather.
What?
It's a movie that just came out. It's got Mel Gibson in it and William H. Macy and... Oh, fuck, there's some... Michael Parks is in it, that
okay,
dude?
He's great.
Yeah, the movie is really good and it's just like a dusty noir, like Southwest shoot 'em up thing. And... But there's like a bunch of scenes where they kind of address that Mel Gibson was an asshole. like he's got a daughter in this movie who calls him out. Like he'll say something like bordering, like he'll say something vaguely Trump-like, and his daughter will be like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, oh." And then like it happens like three or four times as he's like moving on. Like it's
yeah,
like
a, no, it's his softening.
Yeah. The Mel Gibson pivot is underway. And it was a fun action movie. Like I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you like that sort of thing.
I do.
Yeah. Not highly critical.
Nope.
Don't take his recommendations.
It's good though.
But you know the difference to the way you're talking about it. You know it's not one that everyone will love, but you liked it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it's not as bad as The Lone Ranger. Like,
we should get money from Lone Ranger how often it comes up on this show.
But that's one of those. I'll watch it. Stupid Army Hammer dude.
I think
I don't. The Army Hammer dude is not three words that should be together ever. You're super into him.
I mean, I don't know. Something about him in that movie, he's kind of quirky and funny. He makes me laugh. That is weird. Let's talk about something else. Let's move on.
Yeah, what was the last movie you saw? Hopefully it wasn't The Lone Ranger.
No, it wasn't.
Just staring at Armie Hammer. He's quirky. He just makes me happy.
I thought he was good and whatever. I watched all three Ip Man movies.
You did? Yeah. Back to back to back?
Yeah. Friend recommended them, and I was like, all right, I'm going to check this out. And it's great. They are. They're really good. They're really good, Sunday afternoon Kung Fu theater style movies. But they get ridiculously corny as each movie goes on. Like, the first one, he's helping save his village from the Japanese during World War II. Oh, and this is the guy that trained Bruce Lee, by the way. So okay. He's from the Japanese during World War II, but then by the third one, he's like fighting Mike Tyson, who runs an underground fighting thing.
They have to make up villains.
And that's not even the main fight in the movie. Like, that's in the middle. Yeah, so it's, but they're great. They're great.
And there's going to be a fourth one too, right, now?
I think so, right?
I think so.
Or it's a different, they got a different guy to do
It Boy.
The story of him.
Oh, they might do a reboot kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I liked them. They were great. See them if you like kung fu movies. Word.
Apparently. Some people here in Denver do. Now it's the part of the show where Bert Kreischer turns it off. Because I'm about to say, let the games begin! It's just gaming time! Lots of name tags to choose from. I do not envy you and the situation these nice people have put you in. There's that cable guy thing I was telling you about, Jeff. But anyway, while they all get yelled at, we'll take this brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. It's easy. Creating your website with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. Free custom domain. Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. Beautiful templates. Design a best-in-class online store with Squarespace's award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plugin. Seamless commerce tools. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world, including all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business. And then there's customer support. Squarespace offers 24/7 customer support. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, set your website apart.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. They did it. They each picked one person. Looks like they all got big ones. Big ones were the way to go this time.
Oh, that was a boner right there.
And a gentleman in the audience, what's your name?
Matt.
Brought four movie posters to include with all the prizes.
Nice.
The Martian, Neighbors 2, Sausage Party, and War Dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Four of the best comedies. I'm still making fun of The Martian not being a comedy.
All right, Trey, what do you got there?
I got Mark Wahlberg, Invincible, but it's got little Jeff Tate head. Aww. There.
That's nice.
And why is it?
I assume your name's Vince?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm from Philly, so it spoke to me a little bit.
All right.
He was just
hoping Mark Wahlberg would be here. When he wasn't, his dreams were dashed. He was like, there's no way my stupid name tag's gonna get picked. I rolled it up. It's all wrinkled.
Yeah, but I'm doing a pretty good job of presentation, right?
Yeah, no, you're really selling it nice. Yeah, get the box seats over there. Jeff, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for John Lennon.
Of course.
The big John Lennonski. It's got a picture of Walter Sobchak saying, "You are entering a world of pain." It's from a movie called The Big Lebowski.
Huh. Yeah, check it out, Denver.
If you haven't seen it, it's
here. We'll hip you. Here's some really cool weed movies you guys might not know about. Have you guys heard of Pineapple Express? What do you got there, Emma?
I got Jeremy. I'm playing for
Oh
Jeremy.
My God!
It's so great. And he photoshopped.
This one is horrifying.
It's me and Jeff and Mark Wahlberg and you, and it's beautiful. He did the makeup even. This is really a work of art.
Yeah, I gotta take a picture of this piece of shit.
I'll hold it up.
This is too good to be true. I've never looked more beautiful, horrible in my entire life. Oh, if only I was quick at this. All right, here we go. I want to get a little you in there, too. Damn. All right. So what's the name? Jeremy?
Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremy. All right. Great job. Let's put this down for the... It's just a little too aggressive. Just want to... Oh, now that I mention it, though, that would have been a great thing to throw donuts at.
Oh, yeah.
We could
no
cut
donuts.
A hole where his mouth
fucking
is.
Donut then... hole. Yeah, exactly.
Make it a donut toss.
Hey, can get another Tito's and soda before we start the games? Is there anybody?
I'm not going to wait for them to bring you.
No, right. I just wanted to get
you
the order
in. You want to ask before
right,
we start
yeah.
the games.
Sorry, I didn't mean
I knew
to.
What you meant, right. But I still thought it'd be fun to respond the way I did.
Still.
All right. I got several games planned, and we're probably running very late, so let me check the time out as I say. Let's start with Jason and Deb's IMDb game. You've played this before, right, Emma?
Yes.
Okay, so all three of the players are familiar with the rules. I'll give a quick Jeff Tate nutshell recap of how it works. Top four IMDb. Yell out when you think you know who it is I'm talking about. Buzz in with your own name. -1 point if you miss. First person with the most points after three rounds plus a tiebreaker is our winner. And audience, you guys know not to participate. I mean, be here. Be supportive. But all in your head. Players?
Doug.
I'm going to need a Doug from each of you.
Doug.
Doug.
I might have said dog. Did I say dog?
No. Oh, you got it right.
Oh, okay.
You nailed right. it. Has your name tag ever been picked, Jeff? How come nobody ever picks Rasta Jeff?
Oh.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Jeff.
I'm sorry. God damn it.
All right. Whose top four starts with Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope? And then the second credit of their top four is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Jeff.
I think Trey got in a little, edged in there a little, I think. Yeah, I think he did. It was close, and Jeff was louder, that's for sure.
I was trying not to yell.
Why did you pick The Game to stop yelling?
This is how I buzz in with my own name. Doug. You definitely want to be heard, Trey, over Jeff, so keep that in mind next round. But who do you think it is, Trey?
Harrison Ford!
Stop yelling! That is correct.
Cool.
So you get 1 point, and you get a shot at two more bonus points if you can name two more Harrison Ford movies that landed in his top four on IMDb.
The Fugitive and Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Did someone go, boo? Nope.
What, are you looking on your own phone, dick? Trying to play a game up here, man.
It sounded like Droopy Dog is in the audience. Nope.
It was so quiet, though, it sounded like a guy named Boo was trying to buzz into this game. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo Boo Stewart is in the
Air
audience.
Air Force One. Boo.
Fugitive didn't make the cut, but Star Wars 5 did, as well as Star Wars 7.
Oh, yes. 7 jumped in there. Nice. Yes. It still pains me to say episode whatever.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that means Trey's got 2 points. He's off to a hot start.
Yeah. I'll cool down. Don't worry.
Whose top four begins with Annie Hall? Annie Hall. Second movie, Midnight in Paris.
Jeff.
No, Emma.
Yeah, no, I think Emma should get that. Yeah, that seems fair.
That seems fair. That sounded like Emma came out really gruff and feared she wouldn't be recognized. Jeff, I mean Emma.
Yeah. That sounds like two people that have been working the road together way too long. That's what that sounds like. A lot of that going on in the car?
Okay, so Jeff got in first.
I'm pretty sure Emma did.
Who do you think it is, Jeff?
Woody Allen?
That's correct.
Oh, I got it wrong.
What else, Jeff, do you think is in his top four?
Manhattan Murder Mystery and Ants.
I didn't say name two movies that have the same letters in both of them. You can't spell Manhattan Murder Mystery without Ants. I think Ants might be with a Z, though. And it's not in his top four. And you were so close of you to just stop saying more words. Manhattan. Straight up. Just straight up Manhattan. No
That's
murder. No murder mystery.
No, that's, I said Manhattan and a movie he made called Murder Mystery. Also, it's a secondary movie. Oh, that one's called Ants.
No, they went with something. They went with a movie that's not quite as sexy as Ants, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. And so that means, Jeff, you just have the 1 point. Trey has two. Emma. Just a quick reminder.
Yeah.
Your name is Emma.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Gotta get it. Could you just lean in just a little bit, Trey? Or no, not back, Jeff. Just. I just want to be able to see all three of your faces. There you go. Get your mic ready, Trey.
I got it.
Whose first credit in their top four credits on IMDb is Richard Pryor live in concert?
Jeff.
I just tried to buzz in with Richard Pryor.
All right, so Jeff, you got in first.
Richard Pryor.
That's correct. Now, could you name three more exact titles of the weirdest, one of the strangest top fours I've seen on IMDb? And the answer is no, you can't. But do you want to try?
I got faith in you, man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to try.
Trey has faith in you. It's yeah. Great, which is a great way to compete.
I'm a... Okay, how about Silver Streak?
Nope.
The Toy?
Nope.
See no evil, hear no evil?
That one makes more sense, but why would I be concerned about you getting the title right with Silver Streak or The Toy?
Because maybe it was called... Jackie Gleason's The Toy. Maybe it was National Lampoon's Silver Streak.
For some reason, Richard Pryor's top four are all stand-up concert films.
Unreal.
Oh, is it the Live on the Sunset Strip one?
Yeah, what's the correct title?
Richard Pryor, Live on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, and then Richard Pryor Here and Now, and Richard Pryor Live and Smokin'.
Oh.
I wouldn't have gotten Here and Now.
Yeah, isn't that a crazy top four? It doesn't make any sense.
No stir crazy?
No. I mean, none of his films reacted, just stand-up movies. But, you know, like I said, the metric on there is very hard to figure out sometimes. And also, we've got a tie between Trey and Jeff, 2 points apiece.
Sorry, Jamie.
So, Emma, if you don't mind sitting this next one out,
we've got to
break this tie.
Hang tight.
And I would laugh so hard if you buzzed in anyway.
No, Emma.
All right, this is the tie-breaking round. Say your own name when you think you know who this is. The first of their credits on IMDb is a TV series, Saturday Night Live. Yeah, that narrows it down considerably.
I mean, but I'm playing against... All right.
Come on.
Jeff.
What of those 100 people that were on... Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Gilda Radner.
That is correct.
I think these are false claps, man. I smell something fishy here. You guys are in cahoots or something. Did you see the sheet beforehand? What the fuck's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on.
I'm not going to tell you how I did
Denver
that.
She from Denver or some shit?
I'm going to
no,
tell you
Gene
how he
Wilder
did it.
Gene Wilder just died, dummy.
Well, I know that.
And every one of those people have associations with Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
Trey, you were playing the wrong game.
Yeah, I was. True dat, Tate. True dat.
Do you want to guess the other three, Jeff, just
no,
for fun?
No, thank you, no. Roseanne? Was there a Roseanne, Rosanna, oh, Dana TV special?
If there was, it's not on the list. No, it's movies.
Yeah,
it's all movies. Oh, no, wait. I don't know what the second one is now that you mention it. Haunted Honeymoon. Animal Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess she was a voice
in that
years.
Or something.
Oh, and here's a monthly one, The Woman in Red. So, the late, great Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder, of course, and, yeah, all those other people. You figured it out, Jeff. You figured out my sneaky little theme. And since you guys are all such exemplary players of the games on this program, it's time to play Bill the Title.
I like the way I like the way you were holding your pen like Bob Dole for a second.
Oh, I'm stroking out. For sure. It's not
Do
a
you
laughing
have a hilarious
matter.
Boner? Had it been too long since it got brought up? What happened?
All right. Audience members begged for the return of this game. I say it's too difficult for a lot of players, so
I tend to agree.
Let's see how we do. So, okay, we'll give you a little breathing room there, Trey. We'll start with Jeff, and then we'll go to Emma, and then to Trey. And you just have to add, since I just said it, the beginning title, the starter title, is The Woman in Red. And we remove the thes in this game. So you need, Jeff, a film that ends in woman or begins with red.
Red 2.
Okay, I mean... All right, I'm not going to say anything. Is that the only way? I'm sorry. Is that the only one you could think of? Is why you said that, or?
I mean,
okay.
We don't really need to get into.
No, we don't.
It came out. It seems like a fun way to keep building.
Oh, okay. You kind of want to try to shut it down. That's all I'm saying. But good job, Emma.
Scent of a Woman, Red 2.
In Red 2, yes. Scent.
Woman in Red 2, yes.
Of a Woman in Red 2. Trey, you need to end with scent, so let's move on to...
Well,
you have to begin with the word 2.
2 Days in the Valley, is that a movie?
I'm not going to say. You could either stick
yes,
with that answer
it.
That got
I'm
a big laugh... Or you could switch it.
I'm sticking with it.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't think there is one called that. I think you're thinking of 3 Days in the Valley.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, if you just stayed for another day.
I was like, peace, I'm out. I don't like this valley at all. I'm going up on that hilltop. That looks way cooler. All right, I'm out.
Oh, I think I might have thought of one for the first half. Anyway, Jeff, Scent of a Woman in Red 2.
The scent of a woman read two for the money.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know why a guy over there had an orgasm. All right, so you got to start with money, Emma.
Descent of a woman in red.
What? I don't think I know. What movie is called Descent of a Woman?
It's the second half of Everest.
Okay, Jeff, so it has to end with decent. Decent.
No, descent. No, descent.
Or begin with Monet. Money. Money was your idea, so you should be able to run with that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got one money train.
Yeah. Train, Emma.
Training day.
Mm-hmm. Day, Jeff.
After tomorrow.
After tomorrow.
Uh huh.
Tomorrowland.
Mm hmm. Really?
And justice for all. I was trying to fuck around a little bit with it. Can I do And Justice for All at the end of Tomorrowland?
No.
Justice for All?
No.
The Pacino movie? All right, then Land of the Lost.
Okay.
Lost Boys.
I guess you could have done the Pacino movie, but...
Boys on the Side.
Wait, slow down, you guys. I gotta catch up. Woman in Red, what?
I don't remember where we're... How far did we get?
Lost what?
Lost Boys.
Boys. And then what'd you say for Boys?
Boys on the side.
Okay.
Sideways.
Okay. Boys on the Sideways. You got something that begins with ways? Or A's? That might shut it down right there. It's too bad.
Thanks, lady.
That sounded like we're at like an orgasm. Orgasms.
What a boner.
Orgasms. Put it in the boner book. Orgasm seminar. Ooh, I had one. But do you guys have one? Do you have one, Jeff?
I think is there a movie called Ways to Be Wicked?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
If there was, it'd definitely have a number at the front of it. It'd be like 8 ways to be wicked.
In a duffel bag. When you're in Denver and you're dead. What do you got? I was trying to think of something that used the D in descent.
Yeah, I was trying to do that too. Like, yeah. I can't. Like, there's probably something called like 1200 AD.
Or something ready. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. God damn it.
Ready.
Or somebody's name, that like Andy.
Yes. All of these should be helping. Vicky Cristina Barcelandi.
All right, Emma wins that game. Descent of a Woman in Red, Dawn 2 for the money trading day after tomorrow, Land of the Lost Boys on the Sideways. Put that on your marquee and say, hey, I only got a third of that up there. Too many letters. I'm gonna wait for him to get back from the bathroom. Seems like the polite thing to do. No, let's play a round of Last Man Stanton. I'm gonna give you guys some, I'm gonna give each of you a lifeline.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Where's John Lennon's gonna be your lifeline, Jeff?
That's cool.
So I can only imagine how great that's gonna work out. And Trey,
I got Vince Papale, dude.
You got Vince Papale.
Invincible.
Full names. Oh, I get it. And. And Emma's got
Jeremy.
Jeremy and girls. Yes. All right. Very cool. So you guys be ready, because each of these contestants can go to you once during the proceedings if they can't hang. Last Man Stand, of course, is where we take. Oh, thank God you're back. I've just been stalling like a motherfucker. I'm like pretending about who's got whose lifeline and all this unnecessary stuff, just waiting for you. All right. You know Last Man Stanton, right? Okay. Glad I don't have to explain it to one audience member. There's a person in the audience with the very charming Twitter handle, Donkey Coma.
Yeah!
Dude, that was a perfect pause. Like, he was waiting for it.
He's looking around the room like, maybe there's another Donkey Coma.
He was waiting to see if you said Donkey Coma 2, because that guy's over there. Donkey Coma 69, back here, everybody.
Yeah. Or Donkey Coma Toast. So... why did you That's my whole question. Donkey Coma, why?
Why
Donkey Coma? Why?
It felt appropriate.
It felt appropriate.
Nope, that's not an answer.
Not why at all. We need more.
Why would that feel appropriate?
Well, he's probably got a donkey hooked up to life support in a room of his house.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It is. I'm from Colorado.
So that's your excuse? I'm from Colorado.
Right? Homegirl over here was even like, a so?
Hold up. Hold up. We didn't let him finish. He
Colorado
say...
is Spanish for donkey coma.
We should have let him finish. He was about to say, I'm from Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
All right, well. Donkey Coma. With a name like that. Your suggestion for Last Man Standing has to be good.
Eddie Murphy.
The great Eddie Murphy. Applause ripples slowly from the back right side of the room. Much of the rest of the crowd is, we did not come here today for this.
Blame Donkey Kong.
I think there's like one Eddie Murphy movie I haven't seen, maybe two.
Really?
And yeah, and that is a lot of waiting around for a guy to be in a good movie again. All of those movies, but we'll hear them all shortly. What did that guy yell out? Did he say something?
He was trying. I think he was going to guess which one you haven't seen.
Oh,
which
that's is a fun game. Why don't you guys take turns saying Eddie Murphy movies until we get to the one that I've never seen? I think it'll end up being pretty much the same game. But we could try. Now let's just play regular style. Emma gets to go first.
You know who Eddie Murphy is, right?
I know who Eddie Murphy is.
All right, cool.
You're not the only person who knows things, okay? About movies. Wow. I'm going to go with Daddy Daycare.
Oh, okay.
It's a classic.
Have you seen that one, Doug?
Daddy Daycare?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Well, you play Last Man Standing too, right? So it's
yeah, but we're going your direction.
Okay. 48 hours.
Another 48 hours.
All right, if we're going to do that. If we're going to do that, I'm going to say Dr. Doolittle 2.
Full title.
Full title?
Yeah, it's a full title. To...
It's just a two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
Settle
it.
Settle down.
Sorry.
It's real. Dr. Doolittle 2 is real classy. They don't need extra words. Still talking to animals.
Look who, it's Dr. Doolittle 2. Look who's talking now.
Oh, that's horrible.
All right, what'd you say? Bowfinger?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop 2. Set them up, knock them down.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. I wanted to see how long that one would lay out there. Don't forget about your lifelines.
The Golden Child.
Okay.
Trading Places.
Yes, of course. Norbit. And before you ask, Jeff, yes, I've seen Norbit.
I've seen Norbit.
I know that.
You can use your lifeline.
No, I just am not sure if this is the name of the movie. But
well, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
But I also need to pee really bad, so.
Well, that's true. If you lose right now, you can just leave.
You just run. Is it Meet the Clumps?
Full title.
The Clumps on Holiday.
Go
pee. I'm not guessing
so
yet.
Close.
I'm not guessing yet. Those were all just, I was warming up. Round table dinner with the Clumps.
Like she's trying to name it just based off the trailer she saw. They're at a table, right? They're at a table
is
eating.
Is it, oh, I know. Is it the Nutty Professor?
Yes. That's your final Nutty Professor? The Nutty Professor?
Just the,
okay,
just
yes,
the first one.
Perfect.
Is
That's
there more
all
one?
You gotta do. Jeff?
You're afraid to say it.
Coming to America.
Yes. okay.
Beverly Hills Cop.
What?
Wait, did we already go through that?
Yeah. I said Beverly Hills Cop, and then you said Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, I thought we already did that for... Never mind. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, and you did 3. I'm just going to be over
you
here.
You don't have to go Ghost Protocol.
No. Holy shit.
Just pick out another Eddie Murphy movie. It's super easy.
All right. Yeah, there are a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shrek.
Yes. I have to go with Dreamgirls.
Shrek 2?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen all the Shreks. Oh. Jeff.
The Distinguished Gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck. There's not a two on that, huh? Wait, oh, man. I'm getting to the, damn it. He was in Cotton Club, yeah? Cotton Club.
Incorrect.
Shit.
I know what you're thinking of, though.
Yeah, that helped.
Thanks, dude.
That helped me, too.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Hey, I never said I wasn't a stoner.
Hey, congratulations, John Lennon. You're probably going to win.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Don't get ahead of ourselves.
Wow, hey.
Trey's out already, and Emma's willing to bag the whole thing so she can pee.
Oh.
I think John Lennon's got a good
shot.
I'll
hold it. I'm holding it.
She's holding it. She's here to play.
I'm here.
I had my lifeline. Sorry, Vince.
Oh, you didn't even use your lifeline. What
I forgot
idiot.
About that. Look, so don't blame dumb. The weed, man. Don't blame the
so
weed.
Dumb. What a dummy.
Yeah.
It's like you threw a great opportunity out there and it came back and hit you like a boomerang. Your turn.
Oh, is that?
I just said boomerang.
Shrek 3?
There's where you get into trouble.
Okay.
Because you got to do the right title. And they get a little wackier at that point.
Shrek 3 is like, it's
damn it. No. I just thought of something I could have used in Build a Title.
Which episode? Thought of something from months ago.
I thought that was a Star Wars thing. I was trying to be like, it wasn't a Star Wars episode.
What do you got, Emma? You want to go to your lifeline?
I want to go to my lifeline.
All right, lifeline.
Of course, ask her.
You got kids? Can you help her out with these Shrek titles?
Shrek
you want to go with that?
The third.
Shrek the third, that's right.
I was going to go with Shrek 3, Donkey, Donkey, Donkey.
There is a later, like, the Shrek that's coming out is a very, like, heavy movie where the donkey's in a coma.
It's true.
Very sad.
Wake up, donkey!
That freaked me out a little.
Okay, so did you say one, Jeff?
Not yet. I'm going to say the one that I think Trey was thinking of, Harlem Nights.
Yeah,
yes, Harlem Nights.
I'm going to go to my lifeline. Is that...
You don't know. Uh-uh.
Sorry, Vince. Fuck.
Oh, sorry, Vince. Fuck was an early Eddie Murphy movie.
Harlem can be scary at night, but I'm also afraid of a vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Anything, Emma?
Yeah, well, the Richard Pryor ones, what I'm thinking is it probably would be like Eddie Murphy live at the Apollo.
Is that a thing?
Incorrect. You're out. You can go pee if you want.
Hey, if you got, since you guys are out of the game, if you don't have rides home, you could probably take the Metro.
Oh. But what if you wanted to stop on the way and pull off a tower heist?
Holy shit. You'd probably jump off that bus and shout something like, "Showtime."
It's good.
Having so much trouble thinking of the right ones, I can't stop thinking of 1,000 words. Yeah, you got a lifeline still, Jeff.
No, I got 40 more Eddie Murphy ones.
Pride is at play here.
Like, if I could use the lifeline to have him work it into a fun sentence, that's all I'm trying to do now.
Oh, no.
You can just... I can't figure out. Like, I would steal stuff from a tower, but it'd just be based on whatever I spy.
Oh, shit. Meet Dave.
Have you seen Meet Dave?
Yes.
Holy man.
I'm saving the one I haven't seen. God, you guys.
And make Mexico great again also.
At least make the border town safer to go to.
I did not need to rush, did I?
No, we're still going at it. All right, I'm going to have to say the one I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah. The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Yeah. Damn.
I remember from
earlier.
I think
that's the one the dude yelled out too, but that's why I never said it.
Oh, did he just say it's Pluto Nash? He said that.
Yeah, I mean, he's real dumb. He doesn't know any of the rules. He's way out there. Like, he's not even playing, and he said it wrong. Do you ever think that this is like, we get to be here on a Monday afternoon? This is such a fun life.
Life. Could have gotten life out quicker than that.
No, I tried.
Shrek 4. Lost in Europe. Somebody said Lost in Europe? Shrek 4, Vegas Vacation. That's my final answer. No, it's like Happily Ever After? Forever. Whatever it is, I give up. Jeff, do you have any more?
Yeah.
What else?
Best Defense?
Yes, yeah, with Dudley Moore.
Damn. And
I couldn't remember the name of that one.
That's probably it. I don't need to do it anymore.
Do we miss any? Haunted Mansion. God damn it. Oh, yeah, and Raw was one of the concert films, and the other one was called Delirious. Mulan, of course. We said Bowfinger. Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, is what you were driving at, and none of us went back around to pick that one up. What'd you say with something with the clumps? I was like, God damn it.
Holiday. Dinner with the clumps.
Meet the clumps.
The clumps
dinner
around
with the
clumps.
I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Holiday or Christmas with the clumps was one of them.
Nutty Professor 3, like it or clump it? Well, that's a good hashtag for this episode, like it or clump it. What was that thing you said earlier that was so funny, Jeff?
Me?
Yeah.
Who can narrow it down to one thing, Doug? There was so many.
All right, we got only a minute left to do our plugs. Trey, what do you got to plug?
Oh, buy my CD on iTunes. It's called The Moronic. It's on Rhapsody and Spotify also. And if you live in New York, check out my monthly show at The Creek in the Cave.
That's it for now.
All right. Trey Gallione, everybody.
Thanks, you guys.
And give me the name tag of your friend Vince, and he'll make it up to you somehow, Vince. What the hell? Okay, that's a good one. I'm down with that shithead. And then, Jeff, what do you got to plug?
All right, Emma and I, September 29th, are in Santa Cruz, October 3rd, San Francisco, October 4th, Arcata, California, Humboldt County. Middle of October, we're in a bunch of places in Iowa. October 28th, Boston. October 29th, Philadelphia. And I have albums on iTunes also. Please buy those albums. That is for real, all my plugs.
Jeff Tate, everybody. Emma, do you have all the exact same plugs?
I have all the same, except I'm also headlining the club in Boise, my hometown, September 22nd for the weekend. So,
what's that place called?
Liquid Laughs.
That's correct. Emma Arnold, everybody.
Thanks, Denver. You guys were fun.
All right, you gotta try this. You don't want to? All right. It just tastes like orange buffalo drink. What could go wrong with orange buffalo drink? Just, or yeah, take a sip and then kiss him.
Well, I said it's good.
Share the flavor. She likes it. She's chugging it. Getting Doug with High goes live this Thursday on YouTube at 9:15 Mountain Time. Thank you again to Comedy Works and to everybody who came out today. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And as always, the Highland Mommies are a shithead. And the U.S. government for not rescheduling marijuana while holding patient number 6630507 is a shithead.
Now it's time for Delta Walker Thunder.